Elizabeth Elliot says, there's a difference between a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day and a peaceful and happy one. I think it does not depend nearly so much on what happens as it depends on your attitude and your response. Welcome to Gateway to Joy. Here's your friend, Elizabeth Elliot.
Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are tired and overburdened, and I will give you rest." We've been talking, this is Elizabeth Elliot, your friend, and I've been talking for several days about family life with my daughter Valerie, Valerie Shepherd from Mission Viejo, California. And she's covered a lot of interesting stuff. That verse that I have just quoted from Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all you who are tired and overburdened, and I will give you rest," ought to be every mother's watchword. Because if anybody in the world needs rest, I think it's mothers. And, of course, you fathers. I certainly don't leave you fathers out. When I think of the responsibility that a father of a family has, it is rather staggering. It's tremendous. I don't believe that either fathers or mothers can carry that burden by themselves. Do you, Val?
No. The Lord has to be our strength.
The Lord is my strength and my song. One of the things I love about your house is that there's singing that goes on there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We did touch the other day about teaching children responsibility, and some of our listeners will be quite amazed to think that you can give an 18-month-old a job to do.
Mm-hmm.
But what a job it is to teach an 18-month-old mm-hmm. to do a job.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that an awful waste of your time, Val?
No, not at all. The earlier they learn, the easier it is for them to work, and the easier it is for the mother because she can expect her children to take on responsibilities that she doesn't have the time for.
But people would say, it would take me a half an hour to teach my child to make his bed. It's only going to take me 2 minutes. Doesn't it make more sense for the mother to do it?
Well, that's one of the reasons I'm a full-time mother. I want to train my children to take responsibility, and I've really found that the least amount of work they have, the more lazy and more bored they become. So,
would you say that again?
The least amount of work that the children have, the more lazy and the more bored they become. So children need to be using their hands and working and using their feet. And I love the Shaker proverb that work is worship. I read that once in the National Geographic, and to me, if I can wash the dishes well and then train my children to wash the dishes well, then I'm teaching them to worship the Lord in the midst of mundane domestic work. And I love to see my little Evangeline, 2.5, help me set the table or help empty the dishwasher because she's so happy in it. So I think the younger you teach them, the more happy they are to do work and the more it becomes a natural part of every day.
And if parents would only look at the long haul,
mm-hmm.
when they say this silly thing that it takes me a lot less time to do the thing, well, suppose it took you a half a day to teach your daughter to wash dishes.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a half a day. And suppose by the time she gets to be 16 years old, she's never really learned to wash dishes. You've been doing it for 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the effort that is put in today is going to pay off every day.
Definitely.
From here on in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I remember hearing my sister-in-law, Lovelace Howard, who's been on this program a number of times, talk about the fact that her teenagers had to be reminded sometimes. Teenagers' minds seem to be on so many other things
mm-hmm.
that they may forget the thing that they've supposedly been doing all their lives, such as making their beds
mm-hmm.
and picking up their clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to think of rather interesting and creative new ways of administering penalties
mm-hmm.
to teenage kids. Obviously, you don't put them over your knee and give them a spanking,
mm-hmm.
but they had to be reminded and reminded and mm-hmm. reminded. And that, I suppose, is one of the most tedious things that parents
right.
have to do. As the Bible says, it's line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you just said, if you teach your daughter to wash dishes, how do you teach a daughter to wash dishes?
Well, you stand right beside them and watch them wash each one, and then if they're not doing it right, you take the dish rag in hand, show them how to hold the dish rag. Even that is hard for them to catch on to, and how to hold the dish and how to turn it over and how to feel it with your fingers, too. I've always interested in my younger ones when my 5- and 7-year-old try to help me wash the dishes, how they don't even know how to hold the dish rag or the dish. So you just stand there and you help them get it done. You don't leave them alone with it when you're teaching them to do it. And I've had with my 9-year-old, I'm still struggling with teaching her to clean the bathroom. She knows she has to do the children's bathroom a couple of times a week, and she's usually quite thorough in other jobs that I give her to do. But the bathroom, I will go back there and find that she didn't thoroughly scrub the faucet or the counter, and I've brought her back 2 and 3 and 4 times to do something over again.
Well, I have a testimony about your 9-year-old. She came to visit me just last month, and the day that she was to leave, I went into the bathroom that she was using, which is the guest bathroom, and nobody else uses that. It was brilliantly shined and sparkling. Now, I had not said one word to Christiana about cleaning that bathroom. I said, "Christiana, you cleaned the bathroom." And she said, "Yes." I said, "Why?" And she looked at me, her jaw sort of dropped, and she said, "Well, Granny, it was dirty." Well, she did a wonderful job. So you have been doing a good job. And the fact that she doesn't necessarily do it so well at home is not because she's ignorant.
Yes, okay.
It's because she just doesn't want to.
Well, doesn't want to do it.
She's
mm-hmm.
got something else on her mind.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said you stand there while the child washes a dish with a dishcloth. Don't you have a dishwasher?
Oh, we use the dishwasher only once a day to keep from using too much water because we are rationed. And so that means we can't put breakfast, lunch, and supper dishes in the dishwasher after supper. There are too many. So we do wash the breakfast dishes and or the lunch dishes.
By hand.
Uh-huh, by hand. And always I don't put the pots in the dishwasher, so they have to learn to wash pots, and they have to learn to wipe up the counters and wiping tables over again so there aren't any smears. I have to bring them back to do that again. And putting away things on the counters, that's just a struggle daily to make sure they see what a clean counter looks like and putting everything away. And the whole principle of faithfulness in little things is something I love. I want to be faithful in little things, and I want to train my children to be faithful in little things. And it takes eyes and hands to do those little things. So
why is it so important to be faithful in little things?
Jesus said that he would give greater things to be faithful in if his disciples have learned to do smaller things, being faithful in smaller things. So I want my children to be servants of the Lord when they grow up, and they can't be good servants if they're not being faithful in little things at home.
Amy Carmichael taught her little children there in India that even the places that she was not going to see, the angels would see.
The angels would see. Mm-hmm.
Back to the dishwashing thing. Do you teach them how to wring out a dish rag when they're finished?
I'm trying to teach them that, too.
One of my pet peeves, Val, is people who come and want to help with something in the kitchen, and I come later on and I find the dish rag in
a sodden mass,
sometimes just in a pile.
On the bottom of the
sink. Or it may be hanging up, but it's just dripping wet.
Mm-hmm.
These are adults,
mm-hmm.
and I think, why doesn't anybody seem to know how to wring out thoroughly? I remember my Aunt Anne. My mother taught me almost everything I know about housework, but Aunt Anne taught me a couple things too, and I remember her saying, whatever the recipe says to do, do it thoroughly. If it says to beat an egg, then really beat it.
Mm-hmm.
And my attitude about the dish rag is, if you're going to wring it out at all, why not wring it out well so that it will dry more quickly, so that it doesn't turn sour, mm-hmm. so that the next person that comes along and might have to use it doesn't pick up a sodden,
mm-hmm.
maybe stinking mess.
Mm-hmm.
And these things are related to spiritual things, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
They are related to love, to unselfishness, to how the counter is going to look for mother when she comes to fix supper,
mm-hmm.
How the bathroom looks for the next person that comes in. And I often notice on the airlines, there's usually a little notice in the bathroom. in courtesy to the next passenger, since the cabin attendants don't have time to go into the bathrooms and clean them between each use, why not use your paper towel? Well, it's very seldom that, you find that the person before you has used his paper towel.
Right.
But I always try to do a little thing like that. And, of course, it comes naturally to me because that's the way I was taught at home. So you're teaching your children to be unselfish.
Yes, which also we could bring in just trying to teach our children to ask forgiveness for the littlest careless word that they said, and that's something we have to do regularly with the Lord, asking Him to forgive us for being unkind and selfish. And I have to teach my children all day long, that was unkind, you need to ask His forgiveness for that. And that's being faithful in a little thing rather than just at the end of the day saying, forgive me my sins. You know, we have to continually ask God to forgive us of every little thing so that we would be more aware the next time of whether we're honoring Him by our words.
Jesus said, he that is dishonest in a little thing will be dishonest in great things as well. So the principle of honesty is of supreme importance, isn't it,
yes,
in teaching your children a strict regard for the truth, not just a high regard, but a strict regard for the truth. Val, in about 10 seconds, can you tell me what you do if you have, if there's a squabble and so-and-so says he did it and the other one says she did it?
If I can't tell and I think that both of them have sinned against the other, then I'll give both of them a spanking.
Just to be on the safe side, they both get a spanking. Well, thanks so much, Val, for all your wisdom.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Shadow of the Almighty, The Life and Testament of Jim Elliott. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.